Why is music considered forbidden in Islam?
Music is considered haram in Islam because it can distract us from remembering and worshipping Allah properly.
What happens when we listen to music instead of remembering Allah?
Listening to music can take our attention away from Allah and His teachings, making it harder for us to be good Muslims.
How does music affect our relationship with Allah?
Music can weaken our connection with Allah and make it easier for us to forget His commandments and guidance.
Why should we avoid engaging in activities that distract us from worship?
Engaging in distracting activities can lead us away from the path of righteousness and make it harder for us to earn Allah's blessings and forgiveness.
What does Islam say about the use of drugs?
Islam strictly prohibits the use of drugs because they can harm our bodies, minds, and souls, and lead us away from fulfilling our responsibilities as Muslims.
Why are drugs harmful to our health and well-being?
Drugs can damage our bodies, impair our judgment, and lead us to make bad decisions that can harm ourselves and others.
How does drug use affect our ability to worship and remember Allah?
Drug use clouds our minds and makes it difficult for us to focus on worship and remember Allah's teachings and guidance.
Why is it important to avoid relationships with the opposite sex outside of marriage?
Islam teaches us to preserve our modesty and chastity by avoiding relationships with the opposite sex outside of marriage to protect ourselves from sin and maintain our purity.
What are the consequences of engaging in relationships outside of marriage?
Engaging in relationships outside of marriage can lead to disobedience to Allah, heartache, and disappointment, and it can damage our reputation and relationships with our families.
How does Islam guide us to interact respectfully with the opposite sex?
Islam teaches us to treat members of the opposite sex with kindness, respect, and modesty, and to maintain appropriate boundaries in our interactions to protect our honor and theirs.
Why should we avoid actions that displease Allah, even if they seem fun or exciting?
We should avoid actions that displease Allah because they can lead us away from His mercy and blessings and harm our relationship with Him.
What are some ways we can strengthen our relationship with Allah and avoid forbidden actions?
We can strengthen our relationship with Allah by praying regularly, reading and learning from the Quran, and surrounding ourselves with good influences and role models.
How can we resist temptation and peer pressure to engage in forbidden actions?
We can resist temptation and peer pressure by remembering our commitment to Allah, seeking support from trusted adults and friends, and making wise choices that honor our faith and values.
Why is it important to seek forgiveness from Allah when we make mistakes?
It is important to seek forgiveness from Allah when we make mistakes because He is merciful and compassionate, and He wants us to turn to Him for guidance and forgiveness.
How does seeking forgiveness help us grow as Muslims?
Seeking forgiveness helps us acknowledge our mistakes, learn from them, and strive to do better in the future, strengthening our faith and character as Muslims.
What role do parents and teachers play in helping us understand and avoid forbidden actions?
Parents and teachers play a crucial role in guiding us to understand and avoid forbidden actions by providing us with knowledge, guidance, and support to make good choices and live according to Islamic principles.
How can we develop the courage to resist peer pressure and follow our Islamic values?
We can develop the courage to resist peer pressure by remembering our faith, seeking guidance from Allah through prayer, and surrounding ourselves with supportive friends and family members who share our values.
What does Islam say about repentance and turning back to Allah after making mistakes?
Islam teaches us that no matter how big our mistakes may be, Allah's mercy is greater, and He is always ready to forgive us if we sincerely repent and turn back to Him with humility and remorse.
Why should we strive to be obedient to Allah and avoid forbidden actions, even when it's difficult?
We should strive to be obedient to Allah and avoid forbidden actions because doing so brings us closer to Him, earns His pleasure and reward, and ensures our success in this life and the hereafter.
How can we stay true to our Islamic values and principles while navigating the challenges of growing up?
We can stay true to our Islamic values and principles by seeking guidance from the Quran and Sunnah, surrounding ourselves with positive influences, and constantly striving to improve ourselves and draw closer to Allah.